everyone. I believe from what I see that you had some very fruitful discussions and interesting one in the marketplace, and I hope that you all had also a good lunch break. This is already our last session after this quite amazing workshop, I would say. So I invite you all to take your seat. And we are here now for the two things. First, we will have a panel, a last panel discussion, and then we will have a brainstorming discussion to reflect on the way forward before having the high-level closure. I'm very happy to invite here for this panel discussion Mr. Bernadette Adiet, Director of Water Resources Commission from Ghana, who will be with us online this afternoon. We have also Mr. Gni Palekonlani, Director of Water Resources Togo, to my left-hand side. I hope that I pronounced your name more or less okay. Konlani, okay, yes. Konlani Gnimpal. Thank you very much. Merci. And to my right-hand side, Mr. Miguel Angel Rios Dominguez, Engineer of the Water Security Director from Panama. Welcome. And Mr. Riyadur Rahman, Executive Engineer from the Joint Water River Commission of India and Bangladesh. Thank you for being here with us this afternoon. So the objective of this session is to hear this afternoon from additional countries, party, and RBO representative, what are the main challenges that they see in terms of funding and financing for transboundary water cooperation, and to share with us some highlight in mobilizing resources. So I will ask to start with the first question, which is, what tools or frameworks do you use or are you planning to use to mobilize financial resources for transboundary water cooperation and water management? And what are the key lessons learned that you would like to share with the audience? And for this, and I'm sorry, we will have to be a strict timekeeper, you have 2 minutes each to answer. Thank you very much. And I will first start by giving the word to Ms. Adiet from Ghana Online. Over to you.
Thank you very much. I hope